Fans, while we have the opportunity here between the third and fourth quarter, we'd like to thank our good friends and premier supporters for their continued support here at Monmouth Football and the Shore Sports Network. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue, Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McLoon's Restaurants, and all the great Surf Taco locations. Thank you for your tremendous support throughout the season. And we'd also like to remind you to subscribe to the Asbury Park Press and read this game story today, hopefully from our good buddy Josh Newman. Visit app.com/subscribe. You can also check out GoMUHawks.com and read Greg's recap, which will be up, obviously, later today with constant Twitter updates at MUHawksFB.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti back here from Loretto, Pennsylvania, in the Pine Bowl, where Monmouth trailing 21-3. Start of the fourth quarter on a second down and goal from the St. Francis 8-yard line. Hayes the single back. Reverse setup. Richards has it. Five. Makes a move. Gets inside the three. Touchdown, Hawks. Second time this year that Thad Richards has been able to run that in for a touchdown. On his second carry, he'll take this one in from 8 yards out. St. Francis actually had it defended well. Richards made a nice move at the five and able to get in the end zone for the first Monmouth touchdown of the afternoon.
We've seen Matt Monmouth dive into that bag a few times, and it's 3 for 3 working this season. A two-point conversion, and Richards' second rushing touchdown of the year.
Spillane on for the extra point to make it an 11-point deficit. Vellis the holder. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. That is money through the upright. So the Hawk offense waking up a little bit. Time for the defense to now get involved. 21-10. We pause for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, Scala's Pizzeria is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, give them a call at 732-222-8728. Or you can order online at scalaspizzeria.com.
Thaddeus Richards, 8-yard touchdown run, 10-play, 54-yard drive, took up 4:29 of the clock, makes it a two-possession game. Monmouth trailing St. Francis 21-10. Lucas Santangelo on to kickoff. Gahari Dixon back deep, along with Dane DeMunkus. This one in the direction of Dixon. Fields it at the 4. Almost fell at the 5. Gets forward now to the 20. Now to the 25, 30, 35, 40. Runs through a tackle. 45 across midfield. Bumped out of bounds by Thaddeus Richards in Monmouth territory at the Hawks 46.
A lot of players going for the strip on that play. Not many going for the tackle. And that's why Dixon is able to bring it over midfield and set up the red flash, which has been a theme all day with great field position in the MU portion of the field.
21st time that these two teams have played. St. Francis won the first in 1993. Won the last time these teams played in 2012. And a win here in 2005. Other than that, the series dominated by Monmouth. Red flash looking for their first ever two-game winning streak between these two. Out of the I formation, play action fake to Harbridge. Off the far side, Anthony Bowman, the fullback, makes the catch in front of Peyton Minnick, who will make the tackle at the Hawks' 38-yard line for a gain of 8, set up second and 2. There are no other games scheduled right now between these two teams in the immediate future for Monmouth. This the last in the series.
Obviously, with Monmouth playing as an independent and moving into the Big South, any time these teams play from this point forward would be a non-conference game.
DeMunkus and Abide this time near sideline to the right. Smith up top to the left on second down and 2. Ward looking left. Wants to go downtown. Looking for Smith. And the ball batted away at the last second. Javon Moore has checked in at the corner spot. Got some help from Pat Gray over the top. Now a big third down and 2 coming up.
Yeah, Moore, the freshman, Matt, played off initially, then got up in bump and run coverage. He trailed. He did have safety help over the top. The ball was underthrown. Receiver gave a slight little push off. Good job by Moore to stick with it and ultimately help force the breakup. Big play here, third down.
It looks like Zach Dreyer, the third-string quarterback who doubles as the punter, has checked in here. Last time he got the snap and ran right into the line. He will get the snap and run into the line here, but not going to have any forward progress. pushed back and lost a yard. Heavy defensive pressure that time for Monmouth to set up a fourth down. Nothing doing that time for Dreyer. Good interior push, the middle of that line that time. Wes Cunningham, number 51, leading the charge for Monmouth.
The key, Matt, to short yardage stops is always defensive penetration. They reset the line of scrimmage a yard back, and they got the stop.
Dreyer, who will stay on now and punt it away, looking to pin Monmouth back deep. Hawks sent pressure. Phillips will let it bounce at the 5-yard line. It is grabbed there by Abide. Nothing that Elijah could do there. Todd is a punt returner. Anything over your head at the 10-yard line, you just let go. Monmouth with a lot of time left in this football game. And after that last drive, let's see if the offense can continue to pound away a little bit, even if it has to be with the run game. 13:05 to play fourth quarter. St. Francis up 21-10.
Yeah, Matt, time really not too much of a factor right now. The biggest thing is points. And if Greg DePue can lead this offense downfield again, any score would make it a one-score game.
Split wide receiver set. Phillips and Sterling into the game. DePue will hand off here to Asante. He's buried behind the line of scrimmage. Started at the 5. This one back to the 3-yard line. Red Flash reading that play very well. Fruin and Coleman combine on the stop. Now on second and 12, you know, it's not really in the Monmouth playbook here. You think backup quarterback, let's try and get some yards, get out of the end zone. Hawks likely have to throw it here at some point unless they can pop one here on second. DePue does want to throw. Set up screen to the left. It wasn't there. And without even risking anything, throws it down into the feet of KB Asante.
Yeah, the play wasn't developing as well as anything anyone wanted, but DePue just kind of, maybe not to get an illegal man downfield, threw it right into the feet. Wasted down right there, Matt. Now third down, and the Hawks don't have a lot of offensive possessions the rest of this game. The Red Flash take 3, 4, 5 minutes every time they have the football. You don't want to say a third and 12 is a must convert, but they need to do something.
Fable and Phillips is down to the left, Sumlin and Sterling up top to the right. Four-man pressure. DePue hangs in the pocket, now rolling off to his right, trying to keep the play alive. Will get forward, get hit at the 9. That's not going to be enough for a first down on a 6-yard pickup. Fourth down and long coming up, and MU will have to, as seemingly they have a bunch of times today, kick with their own end zone right behind them.
Been a theme all game. The Red Flash have gotten the football in really good field position. Monmouth has not had good field position in this one. That plays right into the ball control philosophy of St. Francis. They'll put two guys now back to receive this one.
No pressure for Spillane. Gets off a pretty good high kick. Abide will call for and make the fair catch at the Red Flash 43-yard line. I think he wishes that he didn't call for the fair catch. It was a returnable ball. 11:44 to go, and the defense will have to hold here again.
Matt, defense has played well today.
Sun has popped out a little bit more, and the temperature has kicked up a few degrees. Monmouth trying to keep everyone fresh. Neal, Irizarry, Brown, and Cunningham, the four up front. Offset eye formation. Bowman, the fullback, across the formation from left to right. Harbridge got it. Almost had it stripped by Sutton. Able to pick up a yard, stopped at the 44-yard line. It'll be second down and 9.
Yeah, you notice the about 15-degree differential between standing outside and being in the tin press box? It's hot in here.
It may as well be freezing outside, but not in here. Second and 9. Smith and DeMunkus, one left, one right. Tight end Valenzuela sent to the left side of the formation. Bowman and Harbridge join Ward in the backfield. DeMunkus in motion. Here's the give to Harbridge. Off tackle to the left side. Breaks through the plane of the line. A lot of penetration there for Monmouth. But Harbridge patient enough to get to the 49-yard line and pick up 4. Make it now 3rd down and 5 for St. Francis.
The Hawks have to get off the field here again. Not many possessions the rest of the way, and they're down 2 scores. Got to come up with a stop here And this is danger territory because St. Francis, we could see sweeps, draws, screens, whole playbooks open for what they like to do.
Yeah, let's call a third down and more like a long four than a full five. Three wide set, two off to the left, Smith back to the right. Ward wants to throw, lets it go. Catch is made by Abide in front of Isaluka, who is in one-on-one coverage. Chains will move now to the 43-yard line. 8-yard pickup, and it'll be first down for St. Francis.
Just way too open in front of Iffy Isaluka, who was giving just too big of a cushion in that down and distance situation.
Keep our eye on the clock. Now winding down towards 10 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. St. Francis leading 21-10.
Red flash, don't turn it over too often, but the MU defense could come up with one here. It'd be huge.
They have had a penchant for forcing turnovers the last couple of weeks. Harbridge from the wide receiver spot. In motion, will get it. End around, coming near sideline to the left. Drop there on a horse collar tackle. Clear as day by Dave Demersion. Was a 1-yard loss. That was an easy call to make.
That's the textbook definition of the horse collar. Interesting play design, too, because Harbridge took the snap in motion. The ball never made it to the quote-unquote quarterback. It was another wildcat play. He took it straight on the sweep, and then Demergen, who made a nice play getting there, unfortunately will cost Monmouth 15.
So the ball now spotted down inside the MU 30 to the 28, and St. Francis knocking on the door for some more points, something Monmouth can ill afford. It's a two-possession game right now. At the very least, you'd have to force PA into a field goal to keep it a two-possession game. Here's Harbridge on the carry up the middle. Hit at the 26 and taken down. Jerzynski on the stop. You can't really afford St. Francis to get into the end zone with time winding down now to 9 minutes. Again, that two or three possession spread right now, extremely important at this point of the game.
Yeah, keeping it two would be huge. And if it's 24-10, it's very workable. But if they get into the end zone here, that could be all she wrote.
Smith near sideline this down to the right. Abad and DeMunkus up top to the left. Two backs in the backfield with Ward, who wants to throw. Has some time. Now going to move off to his left and will get dropped in the backfield. No, he'll lose the rush. Can't believe that his knee didn't go down. Szymanowicz had him, and somehow Szymanowicz went actually over the top of Ward, who was able to get his knee down, his hand down rather, to keep his knee off the ground, spin forward, get a couple of yards.
He spun forward. I don't know if he landed on Szymanowicz, but he definitely didn't go down. His hand was down there. It was a very scary looking play because then he broke free and the secondary thankfully came up, but great individual effort by the quarterback.
And makes it a third and five rather than what would have been about a third and 13. Harbridge will get the carry. He's going to have the first down and more inside the 10, inside the five, touchdown. How quickly things can change. Would have been a sack, third and long. Now on third and five, Harbridge finally able to bust one big on the Monmouth defense and take it into the end zone. 27-10 with 7:51 to go, and it is now back to a three-possession game.
Matt, that's a backbreaker. You said it. Going from a sack and a third and long to now Monmouth needing pretty much a miracle to pull this one out.
On for the extra point, Lance Giese. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. 28 on the board for St. Francis, 10 for MU. We step out for 30 seconds, 7:51 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back with more Hawks football right after this quick 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services providing food service and facilities management to healthcare institutions and universities all over the country. Aramark is proud to be MU's official food service provider.
Well, that's a tough one right there as Anthony Bowman will get set to kick off here for St. Francis. Kyle Harbridge with a big run up the middle. and able to make this a three-possession game again, 28-10 in favor of St. Francis. High end-over-end kick, Nagy to return from the 5-yard line. 10, 15, 20, running right and hit hard at the 24-yard line. Brought down by Aaron Sy.
That last drive, Matt, for the Red Flash that resulted in that touchdown. Seven plays, 57 yards. Harbridge scoring from 23 out to push this lead to 28-10. His numbers now slowly creeping up, 91 yards and a score.
7:44 to go. And Monmouth, who especially in the second half of their wins as of late, have been very methodical on offense with the running game. Well, you can almost throw that out the window right now. MU's got to throw and put points on the board in a hurry. Three receivers this time to the left. St. Francis will rush four. Sterling will make the catch. Far sideline. And pick up seven out to the 32-yard line. Gets out of bounds. Stops the clock with 7:39 to go.
To have any chance in this one, Matt, MU needs to be two-minute drill the rest of this game.
Hayes will go single back. Richards and Sterling off to the right. Sumlin and Davenport to the left. Here comes pressure. DePue hangs in there, dumps it to Hayes out of the backfield. Hayes stopped by Silla after a one-yard pickup. Make it third and two.
Going to have to get the plays in quickly. Really can't afford to do too much personnel changing at this point, as we now have seven and counting to go in this one.
And certainly everything from this point on, four down territory for Monmouth. Third down, a little closer to a yard than two. They gave Hayes a pretty good spot. Trips this time to the left. Sterling, the single man, to the right. DePue, play action, will keep it and have the first down. Clock will stop here for a second as they reset the sticks with 6:39 to go. And the ball out to the St. Francis 39-yard line. Checking the Monmouth 39-yard line.
Hayes will go to the bench. He's limping off. Asante will check in the backfield.
Richards, Sumlin, and Davenport. Again, combo in a trips package off to the left side. St. Francis showing blitz. There was movement on both sides. And St. Francis had broken the plane first. Patterson then moved for Monmouth. And because the plane had been broken, it will be ruled as an offside. Plus five for MU. Clock stopped with 6:20 to go.
And maybe needing to test the seam or go downfield now. Monmouth methodically moving it, but down three scores. They've got to get something on the board fairly quickly.
Sterling, single man up top to the right. Still a base 4-3 look. Here comes Bishop Neal off the edge. DePue in trouble and will get dropped. That will go as a 6-yard sack. A lot of pressure coming. DePue stepped up, but the pocket had collapsed. Neal among those in on the stop. Monmouth hasn't had much of an answer for him. Joe Lukaitis there as well from his defensive end spot. Make it now second down and long for MU with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter.
Really no room for DePue to step up on that play. The rush was right in his face the whole time.
Gets the snap here on second and long. Looking off to his right, wanting Richards far sideline. Tipped away by Minter, who's had himself a heck of a ball game here so far. The sophomore from Johnstown, PA, has had a bunch of pass breakups. And now on third down, you would think St. Francis with the opportunity to basically pin their ears back and send pressure if they want.
Yeah, this is an obvious passing down, and you said it, impressive, the word to describe players like Minter, DeMetal. They've got a pretty good little nucleus here in Loretto.
Three-man front for St. Francis, who will drop eight. DePue pumps, holds the football, scrambles, and then gets hit hard at the 45-yard line and then driven back 4 yards. This will set up Monmouth with a fourth down and just about four. with a shade over 5 minutes remaining.
Again, got to get the play call in now. Obviously, you can't get a second score without a first score, and you can't do that without a first down here. But under five to go now, and DePue hasn't really been able to, outside of a completion to Sterling on this drive, Matt, find anyone in the air.
Well, keep an eye on everyone running up the middle here for St. Francis. They have jailbreak it, bubble screen set up to the right. That play didn't have a chance at all. And on fourth down and four, the PA defense holds, and Monmouth will have to give the football back, seemingly ending chances for a victory with 4:39 to go here in the fourth quarter, and St. Francis up 28-10.
Bubble screen field side to the short side, and it never worked. I don't even know if the play gained a yard. Tough, tough play call. And I'll tell you, it's been incredibly tough sledding for this Monmouth offense, regardless of who the quarterback has been, Hill and now DePue. And credit the PA defense. That's all we can say at this point, because Monmouth's offense all game has not been very good and in a rhythm at all.
Yep. Front four has done well. Bishop Neal has wrecked havoc from his outside linebacker spot. Good play at the corner by Minter. And tough tackling by DeMedel and Jerome at their safety spots. Give here is to Harbridge, who will lose a yard. Monmouth will take a timeout with 4:28 to go in a second and 11. We'll step out as well for 30 seconds. We're back with more Hawk football with MU trailing by 18 right after this on the Shore Sports Network. I don't even know how to come back after the beating that we just saw the B take.
He did not die easy. I'll give him that.
If Peter was up here, you'd be walking away in handcuffs right now.
I almost ran out of the booth after the third SWAT didn't get him.
Second down and 11 for St. Francis. Harbridge runs out of a tackle in the backfield. Bouncing forward to the 40. Gain of 6. Tackles today for Monmouth, which has been a strong suit, especially last game. You know, talking with Coach Callahan on our Tuesday night Monmouth football show, we said the game against Robert Morris, perhaps the best tackling day Monmouth has had all season. Well, that's not the story so far here today.
So it's a weird game, Matt. Down 28-10. The defense only gave up 14 points on their own, but it's been the team's inability to play good synchronized football, getting stops and getting scores, that has really been their doom today.
Third down and 5. Bowman in motion. Harbridge off tackle right side, hit in the backfield, spinning away from trouble, and then dropped by Darnell Leslie. Credit Dave Demersion on the initial slowing of the play. Monmouth will use their second timeout. We'll keep it here with 3:35 to go, and the Hawks down 28-10. This will be a punt, you would think, for St. Francis, and try and pin Monmouth back pretty deep in their own end.
You know, Matt, as frustrating as it is, again, you look at the score and you go, you know, Monmouth got outplayed up and down the field, but it's weird. Again, the defense didn't play bad. They held Harbridge, the leading rusher in FCS football, well below what he normally does and below his normal average. It's really been the offense's inability to stay on the field on third down and be in sync in this game that has really hurt Monmouth. And then the defense has had two mental lapses to equate for the 14 points that they allowed of the 28.
And quite honestly, a dismal start to the football game. Fumble brought back for a kickoff return on the opening kickoff. The pick six that was brought back.
I would say not only the awful start, Matt, but just no emotion and no energy in this game.
Fourth down and long. Dreyer on to punt. Monmouth bringing a little bit of pressure. High hanging punt. Phillips will let it sail over his head. That'll go out of the back part of the end zone and come out to the 20-yard line for a touchback. Dire straights here for MU. 3:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Hawks trailing 28-10. Had a three-game winning streak going into this one. That looks as if it will end today. And Monmouth will have one more game before a bye week on the 26th of October. Cornell at home next week for homecoming. The third of four matchups at Kessler Field this season. Harvard right now is beating Cornell 20-10.
Great passing attack coming into Kessler Field next week that the Big Red will have.
First and 10. DePue, here comes pressure off the end. Lets it go in the flat to KB Asante, who's hit at the 21. by Bishop Neal, able to spin forward and get a couple of extra yards out to the 26. And now the clock moving again with 3:15 to go. Got to take a couple of chances down the field at this point. DePue has it. Goes down over the middle looking for Davenport. There's a late flag coming out. This should be pass interference as Davenport and Bishop Neal having an extended conversation.
They don't even look upset at each other. They're just kind of talking.
How's the semester going? What are you taking for classes? I mean, there was zero kind of back and forth. It is that pass interference against St. Francis. That'll give Monmouth a first down. Ball now moving out to the Hawks 29. Time, however, running out. We are at the 3:07 mark here in the fourth. Four wide, two to either side for DePue. Gets the snap, heavy pressure. DePue in trouble and will get sacked. Able to break free a second. And then three more red jerseys coming on. Pick your player, Lakaitis, Bourne, Neal, all involved in on that tackle.
And whether it's been the Monmouth offensive line not being as good as they can be, or this St. Francis front being better, but Monmouth hasn't, with the exception of a few plays, been able to run the football. The quarterbacks have been under pressure all day.
DePue play action and then gets sacked. Fake bubble screen to the left, and DePue crushed in the backfield. Fruin. That same guy, Neal, again. And Lakaitis there as well.
Frustrating, isn't it?
Not much of an answer. Third and 21. 2 minutes to go. It has not been Mama's Day from start to finish right now. Here comes pressure again. DePue lets it go. Sumlin makes a one-handed catch. We'll pick up 11 and set up a fourth down and 10. Well, disappointing, I think, would be a pretty good way to sum this one up, especially the way Monmouth had been playing. And that's not to take anything away from St. Francis, who was able to play from in front from 12 seconds into right now, which does change game plans. Monmouth ineffective play at the quarterback spot, whether it's been Hill or DePue. DePue looking to throw here, throws it out of bounds. Flag will come out. Davenport held off from making a break down the sideline by Mike Dennis. This should be pass interference, unless they say uncatchable ball.
Well, if it is pass interference, Monmouth will be the beneficiary. Davenport's still chatting with a few of the St. Francis players. Matt, these two teams did get into it last year, an actual fight, which we don't want to see. As the officials will now confer, that ball was uncatchable. There's no way. It may be a hold. I don't think it could have been pass interference, though. But that's why I'm in the broadcast booth.
Pass interference on Robert Morris. You know, just like, St. Francis, I was going to actually make a point about Robert Morris. Just like Robert Morris last week, you know that all of the NEC schools on Mama's schedule would love to end the series, in a lot of cases, with wins over Monmouth. Robert Morris unable to do that last week. St. Francis will be able to do it here today. Three-man rush for the Flash. DePue moving off to his right, hit hard as he releases the ball. Samo Sila with that hit. Incomplete, make it second and 10. You know, you'd have to think that would be some of the chatter down there. Not good enough for our league anymore. You know, I mean, you hate to say that.
But no, you're right. You're right.
You would think that that is among kind of the discussions that are taking place.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. And up to this point in the game, the Red Flash have been the more aggressive, more emotional football team, and that's why they lead 28-10.
Yeah, they've been able to back it up for sure. Blitz coming. Second and 10 for DePue, who's hit again, and the ball's intercepted. Picked off, and it's going to be a return 5-10 touchdown. There are a lot of whistles right now going on. There is a flag thrown. It was intercepted by Alfred Thompson, who's a seldom used defensive back, senior, who just brought it back for a score, but I don't think those points are going to hold up.
Could be in block in the back territory. I don't think it's interference. I do know that DePue took another shot. He seems to be getting hit. Every play, it will be defensive holding, Matt, so wipe the interception away. And subsequent touchdown.
Such a strength for this Monmouth team the last several weeks has been the play of the offensive line. Not today.
Yeah, they have not been good this afternoon against varying fronts from St. Francis. Sometimes three down, sometimes four down. Sometimes they don't put anyone down, and then they make you guess where the rush is coming from.
Ball spotted here at the Hawks 49. First down and 10. For DePue. Took over at halftime. Was able to get seven on the board in a drive, but has been under pressure since that point. Asante in the backfield. DePue wanting to throw. Steps up, lets it fly, looking for Davenport. That one almost intercepted. Lorenzo, Jerome, Mike, Dennis combining on the coverage. Have not seen much of Neil Sterling in this fourth quarter.
I was just thinking the same thing. It's been Phillips playing that opposite side wide receiver position. Taking a look on the sideline now. Matt, I agree with you. Four receivers on the field right now, and he's not one of them.
Trips off to the right. St. Francis showing blitz again. DePue looking for Davenport on a slant. That's batted down at the line of scrimmage.
Matt, I don't remember the last time we saw the Monmouth offense not be able to do anything. I mean, it wasn't this bad against some of the premier teams in FCS football earlier in the year.
It's been a stinker today. Third down with 45 seconds to go. 28-10 the score. St. Francis calling for and getting a timeout. We'll break as well. 30-second spot. We're back for the final touches of the fourth quarter right after this. Third down and 10. Hawks down big in this one in Loretto. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. We'll go through scores and stats in our postgame show, which will come up right after the next snap or two. 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We're back on the air next Saturday afternoon in our regular 1 o'clock start. The kickoff set at Kessler Field. MU will return home and try and re-even their record, taking on Cornell for the second consecutive year. Second Ivy League school on the schedule this season. Third down and 10 for DePue. Stepping up in the pocket, letting it go. That one is intercepted, picked off by Lorenzo Jerome, who will run forward. Get to the 25, 30, 35, down to the 40. Pitch the ball backwards at midfield. Ball continuing to move forward. Finally taken down. Solomon Lieno, number 13, got the pitch and was able to take it deeper into Mama territory.
Matt, I think I saw a flag and a hat both get thrown on that run back. Probably some kind of block in the back kind of play.
Well, definitely a flag down, and there is a referee that does not have a cap on right now.
Any way you shake it after this penalty, Monmouth completely outplayed today by St. Francis.
Yeah, and there is a heck of a lot of talking going on from the St. Francis sideline into the Monmouth defensive unit right now.
Yeah, they just gave him the sideline warning and unsportsmanlike conduct. But doesn't matter to them. They're going to win the game.
Yep. Agreed for sure. Victory formation for the Flash, who will snap it for one final time here with 24 seconds and take a knee. Season that seemingly turned around the last 3 weeks and takes another turn. Peaks and valleys during the course of a 12-game season. 0-3 to 3-3, and Monmouth will return home at 3-4 after a disappointing 28-10 loss here to the Red Flash of St. Francis, Pennsylvania. We'll step out, take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back, score, stats, final thoughts, and a look ahead to next week's game against Cornell. Hopefully Monmouth can shake off this one and get back on track next week at home. Flash win it 28-10. We step out for 60 seconds. Back right after this with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here at the Pine Bowl, where Monmouth dropped a tough one to St. Francis, 28-10. Going to get on with our post-game show here. We got scores and stats, and Matt and myself will go over what we can both agree was, partner, a pretty disappointing effort this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, you'd hate to go backwards here, but to me, of the four losses, this the one that stings the most. You know, explainable maybe against Montana State, Liberty, a very valiant effort against Lehigh, which at the time ranked number 19 in the country. This one, after Monmouth had won three in a row, you'd think that the Hawks would be able to continue a roll forward. Just wasn't their day, and wasn't their day basically from beginning to end in this football game. St. Francis on the scoreboard early on the opening kickoff, fumbled by Tevron Brandon, picked up by Bishop Neal, who took it in from 8 yards out to make it 7-0. The scoring would continue for the Red Flash. Terrell Smith catching one from 18 yards out from Max Ward, an 8-play 49-yard drive, make it 14-0. And then again, this, I think maybe if you had to take one other point other than the opening kickoff, not the way you want to have any game start, if there was a point at the game where things completely turned around and you just thought this was not going to be the day, this is my point. A 44-yard interception return by Daquan Minner on a pick six that made it 21-0. That was the score that would hold until late in the second quarter. Eric Spillane getting Monmouth on the scoreboard with a 46-yard field goal. That was our halftime score as well. Thaddeus Richards scoring Monmouth's first and only touchdown of the day today, a 10-play 54-yard drive. Richards taking it in on a reverse from 8 yards out, 21-10. MU seemingly getting back into the football game. Still a lot of time left early on in the fourth quarter, just 7 seconds gone by. St. Francis University putting the game away with a 23-yard touchdown run from Kyle Harbridge on a 7-play 57-yard drive. That is how the scoring would end, 28-10. Some final stats to talk about. The offensive numbers not gaudy for either team. 64 total plays for Monmouth, 191 yards. Hawks held under 200 for the game today. 110 on the ground, just 81 yards of passing offense today for MU. The numbers for St. Francis, not great either, but good enough to get the win. 59 total plays for 234 yards, 130 on the ground, 104 through the air. Individually, Kyle Harbridge, 26 carries for 94 yards. He had a touchdown. Max Ward, 7 for 12. On the Monmouth side, KB Asante led the way. He had 56 yards on 12 carries. Julian Hayes, 15 for 46. So the streak stopping at 4 games for both of those guys going over 100 yards on the same day. Neither one getting over 100 yards individually today. Brandon Hill was 4 of 14, intercepted once. That was brought back, obviously, for the touchdown. Threw for just 44 yards, was sacked once. Greg DePew taking over at halftime. 6 of 14, he was also intercepted, 37 yards, sacked 3 times. So the MU quarterback's total numbers today, 10 of 28 for 81 yards, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns, sacked 4 times. We don't know whether or not Hill was removed because of ineffectiveness or because of an injury that he suffered late in the first half. I do know that he had his pads off for the better part of the second half, so I would be inclined to say it was due to injury. On the receiving trail, 3 apiece for Dane DeMunkus and Terrell Smith. 4 catches for Neil Sterling, but a highly ineffective today for the Monmouth offense. Ipiai Saluku and Andrew Jerzynski leading the way today with 8 tackles apiece. Pat O'Hara had 7. 8 apiece for Lorenzo Jerome, and Asalemo Fruin had 8 tackles today with three sacks on the afternoon, three of the four sacks being credited to Fruin. Bishop Neal not among the four top tacklers today for St. Francis, but boy, I feel like he might have gotten shortchanged because I called his number a bunch all day long. 28-10, the final score today. Some alarming numbers, Eddie, in a game where time of possession seemingly even today, which kind of makes sense because 14 of the 28 points for St. Francis coming via either the defense or the special teams. Mammoth, 3 of 16 third down conversions. St. Francis, 7 of 16. That is a number we have highlighted on the plus side for MU over the course of the last couple of weeks today. Very one-sided in favor of the Red Flash.
Yeah, Matt, that's going to be probably the stat of the game. The last couple of weeks, the Hawks had been much better, not only getting off the field on third down, but staying offensively on the field. And you have the same number of chances as your opponent, and they get four more. That 3 of 16 has to be our stat of the game in this one. And we saw the offense just struggle. That stat's going to be presented by our good friends at World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. That's just a tough, tough way to win a game against a team that you have to match their emotion. So when you can't do that, you've got to stay on the field on third down.
Yeah, very disappointing day today for Mammoth. They wind up losing this one 28-10. We'll step out for 60 seconds. We'll come back with scores and put a cap on this one. Hawks fall to 3-4 on the year. St. Francis improves their record to 2-4 on the season. Back right after this with more on the Shore Sports Network.
And we welcome you back to our post-game show today, presented by our good friends at McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for more information on all of their great locations, as well as how they can cater your next family party. Again, our post-game show today presented by our friends at McLoone's Restaurants.
Time for our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Hawks get a taste of forward progress, and so can you. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Let's take a peek at our top 25 scoreboard from around the FBS games going on. Some early starts now starting to creep into the fourth quarter, including number 25, Missouri, who's trying to go to 6-0 on the year. They are playing down in Georgia at the number 7th-ranked Bulldogs, and Missouri leading that one 28-20. Virginia Tech leading Pitt right now by a score of 16-3. That game's in the fourth, late third quarter here. Texas Tech on top of Iowa State, 28-21. Bit of a surprise here in an extremely big game, maybe for the direction of the program in Austin. Texas leading Oklahoma 29-13. Longhorns trying to go to 4-2. Of course, their head coach, Mack Brown, a bit embattled these days. Games yet to kick off, but coming up in the 3:30 time slot, it will be Clemson playing host to Boston College. Also, Michigan today on the road at Penn State. Florida trying to go to 5-1. They'll take on 5-1 LSU. Baylor playing at unranked Kansas State, who is 2-3 on the season. Bears coming into that one at 4-0. Oregon will play at Washington, big one of the Pac-12. Kickoff set for 4 o'clock. Also, Wisconsin welcoming in Northwestern. Akron will be at 23rd-ranked Northern Illinois. Stanford visiting Utah. Kentucky's welcoming in number 1 Alabama, who tries to go to 6-0 on the season. Later on tonight, 9th-ranked Texas A&M will play at 3-2 Ole Miss. And Cal will kick off at number 11 UCLA, who tries to go to 5-0 right around 10:30 tonight. Games in the Big South today. Let's go to the Big South. Charleston Southern, who's been a bit of a surprise, trying to go to 7-0 in the season. They lead VMI by a score of 13-7. Kicking off later on tonight, 5-0 Coastal Carolina, welcoming in 4-2 Gardner Webb. Games in the Ivy League. We mentioned Cornell, the next opponent. Harvard right now leads Cornell by a score of 20-17. From the Northeast Conference, of course, a lot of these games Mammoth will see later on this season. Brown leading Bryant by a score of 31-14. Sacred Heart on top of Central Connecticut State, 31-19. Duquesne on top of Wagner by a score of 10-7. That is our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Real Coke taste and zero calories. Our look ahead to next week's contest, that is presented by Coach USA. Coach USA, driven with pride. We are back at home where Monmouth will hope to right the ship and even their record at 4-4. Homecoming next week, Eddie against Cornell, 1 o'clock kickoff at Kessler Field.
Matt, always a good day back on campus, some time for the alums to come back, and friends of ours, former student-athletes, and some of the football guys will be back to hopefully see a different football team than we saw in the 60 minutes today in Loretto. Monmouth will look to get back to their winning ways. They did beat Robert Morris last week at home, 35-9. They'll try to get back to that in front of what should be a good crowd on a nice day back at homecoming, which traditionally our best attended game of the year. And we look forward to a good week of practice out of these coaches. I know you're going to talk to Coach Callahan, some of the athletes on Tuesday night at Jack's. Hopefully they learn from this game and move forward to Saturday's game with the Big Red.
Yeah, the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, 7 to 8 o'clock. You can listen to it on our same stations that you are enjoying this game, 1160, 1310, shoresportsnetwork.com. As we say goodbye here from DeGaulle Field at the Pine Bowl, thanks to the St. Francis folks for setting us up and making sure we are on the air, always hospitable hosts. Ray Malaspina back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network today. Great job out of him. For my partner, Eddie Iacopinti, Matt Harmon saying, so long. Final score one more time. St. Francis University knocks off Monmouth 28-10. We'll see you next Saturday afternoon at Kessler Field.